Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. My name is Bruce Dickey. Going to be joined. I'm joined this morning by Dave Flanagan. We're going to talk about the Southern Illinois Steel Guitar Show, as well as steel guitar in concert. And then here in a little while, we're going to talk to Dennis Stromat. Of course, a lot of folks from the Albion area probably know Dennis. A lot of folks from this Fairfield area know Dennis as well. Also, at some point throughout the show, we're going to give away a pair of tickets for next week's steel guitar show. So stick around. Should be a good day. And it is my pleasure to welcome back to the show. You were here last year, weren't you, Dave?
I was, Bruce. I was here last year with Dennis. And
you were here when it was we were still in like two different offices or something.
Yeah, she stuck me back in
the
corner.
I stuck you in the You were in the broom closet.
I was in the broom closet. Yeah, I was, exactly. And I did a little dusting while I was
back. I appreciate that, Dave. We all do appreciate you helping out, that's for sure. Dave, are you the man in charge of the steel guitar show, or are you just the mouthpiece?
No, I'm just the vice president. I'm the one that gets blamed for everything when it goes wrong. Yeah.
Who's president?
Cord Fitch down in Thompsonville is the president, and we've got a board of seven. We've got Dow Smith in Benton. We got Jeff Stoffel, and he also lives in Benton, and those are the and myself, and we're the officers, but we do have three other folks on the board.
I'm glad that you've been able to keep it in Mount Vernon then, because I would have thought those guys a little farther south might have at some point think about Marion or something. But or has Marion made a pitch to you?
Actually, we did do a show. We've had a couple of shows in Marion, and we've had shows in Benton, and we've had but there's just no facility big enough.
Yeah.
And so we moved it to Mount Vernon about 4 or 5 years ago, and we've just kept it there. The folks at the Holiday Inn has just been excellent to us.
Is that right?
And we're right there in a hotel. And when you're in Benton or you're in Marion, if you get a room big enough, you have to leave the building from the show to go to the motel.
Which kind of makes it tricky on a 2 or 3 day show, too, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And whenever you've got steel players coming in from all over the country and they're bringing their wives, their wives have heard them play, and they're probably sick of it. So this gives them something to do. They're real close to shopping.
That's good. The wives get to hear a little of it, and then go swim in the pool.
Exactly. Or they can go to Walmart. Every woman loves to go to Walmart.
There you go. There you go. The Southern Illinois Steel Guitar Show and Steel Guitar in Concert. What's the difference of Steel Guitar Show and Steel Guitar in Concert?
Well,
why'd you separate that out?
We called it a Steel Guitar Show for several years, period. And we found out that a lot of people thought it was a steel guitar show where they just set the steel guitars up.
Come in and look.
They didn't realize that there was actually music being played. And
I'm really surprised by that, Dave.
So we changed it to the steel guitars in concert. That lets them know that there is steel guitars there. There's guitars there, bass guitars, and fiddles, and we have actually two full sets of bands. From the Southern Illinois area that are professional musicians that have played in Nashville.
Sure.
And we've actually got musicians from Nashville coming up to
be
a backup band.
This is on April 14th, Thursday, April 14th, Friday, April 15th, and Saturday, April 16th. And I know what are the time frames on it? When's it start on Thursday?
On Thursday, it'll kick off about 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay. Then we'll go to probably 10, 11 o'clock that night. Yeah. Now, Friday and Saturday, we're hoping to kick off about 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll go to 10, 11 o'clock at night.
So, and we'll ask Dennis about it in a little bit, but the backing bands, they really get a workout, don't they?
They do. That's why we have two separate, it's not really separate because they'll mix and mangle and what have you, but we'll have two guitar players.
Yeah.
And we'll have two bass players, two drummers, two fiddle players, two keyboard players. So they'll switch off. I'm not going to say one will play a certain amount of time because when they get tired, and they'll just call up somebody else and get them up like that.
Is that pretty much what you find in the community of musicians, steel guitarists, that they're always willing to sit in and help somebody out if they let them take a break?
Yes. and it's not just steel players. Steel players are always happy to help out and everything because we are a group of great guys. Yeah. You know? But the guitar, yes, I do. Guitar players, fiddle players, musicians in general.
Sure.
You know, I tell people, they're just happy to
help
them.
That's the thing, Dave. I play tuba, and I tell everybody what a great guy I am.
Well, I'll tell you what. Tell you what, Bruce, if you don't think you're a nice guy, why would anybody else?
Absolutely right. Okay, so Thursdays at 11, Fridays at 10, Saturdays at 10, and they're all day long. And that's what makes to me the tickets cheap, because this is great entertainment for as long as you're there.
These are professional musicians and professional singers. And we're going to have
We haven't even talked about the big singers.
No, and we're you're looking at roughly 36 to 38 hours of as good a music as you'll hear anywhere, including Nashville, Vegas, wherever.
Yeah.
And you get right here, and you get over 36 hours of music for, I think, the three-day pass is $50 all 3 days.
So that's less than a dollar an hour.
It is.
You can't do that at a jukebox, can you?
You can't. Not today's prices.
All right, let's talk about some of the big stars coming in. I know it's great to see that Leona Williams is going to make another appearance in Southern Illinois. She just does a wonderful job, doesn't she?
Leona has been around for a long, long time, and I don't want to give her age away.
Yeah, don't do that.
She really is a nice lady. She's just
married formerly married to Merle Haggard back in the 70s and 80s.
From 78 to 83, I believe it was. She was married to Merle Haggard, and she wrote a lot of his songs before they got married.
Uh-huh.
And
Did she write Big City? I know she sang on Big City.
She sang on Big City, but she wrote songs like Yes, Mommy Found Me in a Honky Tonk, Once More, You Take Me for Granted, which was a big Merle Haggard hit.
Uh-huh.
Someday When Things Are Good, another Merle Haggard song. The Bull and the Beaver, Heart to Heart. And she's written songs for George Jones, Mo Bandy, Randy Travis.
I didn't realize
it. So many.
I'm looking at your list there. I didn't realize that she had written songs for Tammy Wynette, she was just the queen of country
She's excellent, and she's got a way with words, and she puts them on paper, and these stars read her what she's written, and they all want to do her songs, and she's just great.
What do you when do you plan for Leona? Leona's probably playing Friday and Saturday.
Leona will be there actually Thursday also.
She's
coming in, I believe, Wednesday night or possibly Thursday morning, but she'll be there all 3 days.
Oh, that's great.
She'll have a table set up, and she'll be selling songs that she's done songs she's wrote.
Well, I guess that's the show part of it, isn't it? Because you'll have a lot of your musicians will set up tables and greet folks, won't they?
Yes. Whenever you come into the show, it's not just come in and sit down and listen to music and get up and leave.
Yeah.
These folks will be there, and you can talk to them personally, and they welcome you to their table, and just go over there and pull up a chair and sit down and visit with them, because they're really great folks.
They do. Well, that's the thing. We were talking before we went to the air about how steel guitar players don't destroy hotel rooms.
Yeah, you was talking about
Keith Moon, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. you hear so many times the rock and roll band being in, and they absolutely trash a hotel. You know, you don't see a lot of steel guitar players jumping up on the chandeliers and stuff.
You don't see them. You know, the other thing, Dave, you don't see them picking up their guitar and smashing it on anything.
I've never seen any steel player pick up a steel guitar and smash it on anything.
That could do some damage, though. It could,
and they're very expensive.
Well, yeah, you know. See, that's right. You know, a guy like Pete Townsend can switch out a guitar to destroy.
Exactly.
And destroy a $200 guitar as opposed to a steel guitar player. If you're playing a steel guitar, that thing's a nice little instrument.
Just your bare steel guitar is going to run you $2,500 up to $10,000.
I was wondering how much a steel guitar could run a person.
Yeah, they can, and that's for nothing. That's not a collector.
That's just a standard.
That's just buying a steel guitar off the shelf, more or less.
What's a nice one run? If I'm now that you've got me interested, what are you talking about? What's a professional level?
A professional level double neck guitar will run you around $5,000.
Oh, okay, all right, that's pretty good still.
Yeah, that's
pretty nice. That's pretty nice entry level. I like that a lot. and you know, the thing is, are you? I'll ask you this. I was going to ask you this. Like, we're running up on a break. Do you see a lot of young folks playing steel guitar? Or do you see more in this day and age, or what do you see?
That's one of the things I was going to mention there after I told that. Mom and Dad can afford to go out and buy a $200 guitar to see if Junior wants to learn to play it. But like I said, just a bare entry-level guitar is going to run you $2,000.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably why you don't see a lot of kids playing steel, because that's a little too much money for Mom and Dad to go spend to see.
But the concept's kind of the same, though, isn't it? When playing the steel guitar as well as playing the neck guitar, you're using your pedal to go up and down the fret, I guess. Do they call it the fret on the steel guitar too?
Well, yes, they do call it a fret, and the guitar is tuned. They tune them several different ways, but the most common way is an E9th neck.
Okay,
and it's tuned that open, and yes, you can slide the steel up and down the neck, but you got pedals and knee levers. The one that I play actually has 9 pedals and knee levers. So any one of those that you move or push
is
going to change the tune on the tuning of the guitar.
That sounds complex, Dave.
It's very. It's easier to fly a rocket to the moon, I believe. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. Flying a rocket to the moon, you're just sitting on top of the can.
Yeah, I've never done that, but I'm thinking it's got to be pretty simple compared to some of these steel
guitars. One would think. I'm talking to Dave Flanagan. We're talking about the Southern Illinois Steel Guitar Show and Steel Guitar Concert coming up on April 14th, 15th, and 16th in Mount Vernon. We're going to come back. We're going to give away tickets in a little while. Plus, we're going to talk to Dennis Stromat over from Albion, who's going to be playing at the big show. And we'll do all that when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these words. Stick around. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM. I'm joined by Dave Flanagan from the Southern Illinois Steel Guitar Show and Steel Guitar in Concert. We are listening right now to who, Dave?
This is Miss Tia Goyne from Nashville, Tennessee, and she's an up-and-coming star. And I hate to say she's up-and-coming. She's been around for a few years. But
I'm going to say she's on her third album now.
She's on her third album, and this lady, I believe, is going to be here to stay.
Is that right?
I really do.
And so she's playing at the show.
She'll be at the show on Friday for 2 shows on Friday. That'll be the 15th, April the 15th at Mount Vernon at the Holiday Inn. And she'll be doing an afternoon show, and she'll be doing an evening show. Now, she'll probably stick around and be around Saturday, but she's not contracted to actually do a show Saturday.
Well, you know, that's the thing. She's not contracted. She might jump on stage. You never know. Like we were talking about earlier, the musicians just like to help out.
Yes, and I've never seen anyone that could play or could sing that when they got into it, got around a bunch of people just having fun and playing music, that they couldn't get up and do a song.
No, you're right. It's almost I wasn't going to say disease, but it's once it gets into your blood, that's what you're doing, isn't it?
That's exactly what you're doing. And this young lady that was just on the air there, She made her first album in 2010. Like you said, she's on her third. At 17, she was opening the Grand Ole Opry for Bill Anderson, wow, and Grandpa Jones, Jimmy Dickens. And,
wow.
And you'll see her. You can tune in the TV and see her almost every week on Larry's Country Diner, RFD TV. And you'll hear her once in a while on Ernest Tubb Midnight Jamboree in Nashville, Tennessee.
But that's wonderful.
She's just great.
Throw the headset on. Let's give Dennis a call.
Okay.
See if we can't break him away from his CD stuff that he was doing, working on the you say Dennis Stromat has a new CD coming out.
Dennis does have a new CD coming out.
I think he might have picked up the phone. Good morning, Dennis Stromat. Are you there?
I am. How's it going, guys?
Oh, it's going great. Good to talk to you. I've got Dave Flanagan here. We're just talking about that Big Steel Guitar Show in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. Sorry I couldn't make it in this morning.
Yeah, we're very disappointed. We're incredibly disappointed. I was looking forward to bringing the squeeze box, too.
Well, maybe the next time I'll do that, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. What is going on? Are you looking forward to the big show?
I absolutely am. I mean, there's going to be so many great players there that, I mean, literally, it's one of those things that, you know, if a person doesn't come to this, you know, steel guitar event, I really got to ask the question, what are they actually doing?
Yeah, what are they looking for?
You know, because really, this is, you know, the Steel Guitar Show is really just one of the best places for entertainment that you can get, you know, in Southern Illinois. I mean, that you don't, otherwise you'd have to drive to Nashville, you'd have to drive to Branson, you know, to see some of the great artists that are going to be there. So
we talked, I mean, a little, things, Dave and I have talked, yeah, a little bit about Leona and Leona Williams being on the show and Tia Gones. Ron Williams is on the show as well. Tell me a little bit about your experience with Leona and Ron. I know you love talking about it.
Oh, they're great people. I've had so much fun with them. I've actually gotten the chance to play with them. Oh, geez, way out. I've played with them in Kansas City. I've performed with them in Oklahoma City, you know, doing shows with them in other places, Missouri, and, you know, Cape Girardeau, and they're just great people, and, I mean, they're really down to earth, but, you know, in today's world, you know, in country music, there are very few, you know, real artists anymore in a lot of ways. I mean, that they've experienced that they're working it, you know, working hard out on the road, and they've been there and done the shows, and, I mean, you know, Ron's had such great experiences, you know, having practically grown up in his household with, sure, Merle Haggard, you know, and then Leona, I mean, she and I'll often talk about some of the different people that, you know, who's been in her band, you know, through the years, you know, some of the greatest fiddle players and steel guitar players of all time, you know, anybody from Johnny Gimble, you know, who played fiddle for her for a while, you know, to working with people like Buddy Emmett.
That kind of makes it a privilege for you to sit in a little bit. Okay, I mean, I know you're talented at your own level, but it must be kind of feel a little privileged sitting in with the folks with that have that kind of history.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it makes me work.
Really,
you know, it really makes me work at it because you know that someone like Leona and Ron, they have a pretty high standard of music.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just get on the stage and, you know, let's hit three chords and have some fun. You know, I mean, they have fun. And
sure,
they, you know, the thing about it is you are getting top-notch, professional quality, as good as it gets, entertainment, you know, with Ron and Leona. And, you know, and Leona herself, like I said, she's an absolute legend. She's been there, you know, going all the way back to playing with Loretta Lynn, you know, way back in the early 60s, and, I mean,
she played bass guitar for Loretta Lynn, didn't she?
That's right.
Yeah.
She just getting started, you know. I mean, that's just the opener for her career.
And wow, she was pretty young back then, and playing, yeah, bass guitar for Loretta and being a backup singer.
Right. I mean, and then you fast forward and think about all the, you know, the dozens of hit songs that she's written, you know, and sung on, you know, through the years. You know, she's a real special lady, and, you know, anytime I get to, you know, spend time with her, you know, I have as much fun just sitting and talking to her as I do,
sure,
playing,
We're talking with Dennis Stromat about the Southern Illinois Steel Guitar Show. Didn't mean to step on you there, Dennis. It's 36 hours. How much are you think you're going to play?
Well, I know I'm going to be there all day on Thursday, and I'm going to be there for most of the day on Friday. And unfortunately, I had something come up that I have to go to Alabama and play on the Saturday. So I'm not going to be there on Saturday, but I'm going to get my fill.
Hey, Dave was talking about it a little bit, and you talked about it, I remember, last year. Tell me a little bit about that the contest on Thursday night.
Oh, now that's really fun. I have a good time with that because you literally just don't know what's going to happen, you know. And, you know, for some people, you know, musically, you know, if it's the same thing every time, you might get a little bored.
Yeah.
But that's where the contest, there's no boredom there because we don't know who's going to play. I'm a part of the staff band. Dave's a part of the band. We don't even know who's going to come on that stage and perform.
Really?
The contest. We don't know who's going to be there. We don't know pretty much what song they're going to play until they get on that stage.
So it's a singing contest? Is that what it is?
It's a singing contest. Anyone that wants to come in on Thursday, pay, and doesn't cost extra to get up and sing,
yeah.
You just buy your ticket to get in on Thursday, which is $12. That's cheap enough. And you get up and you sing with a professional band. And it'll keep you on your toes as a musician because, like Dennis said, you just never know what they're going to sing or do.
No, but it's fun because the thing about it, I think last year, I don't know how many states, we had about 3 or 4 states representative singers that came in last year, plus somebody from Ontario, Canada.
We did.
You know, that came and participated in the contest. So, I mean, we have, you know, and I want, you know, people in the listening audience to understand and know this, that anybody is invited to come and be in the contest.
Is that right?
So, but anybody.
Me?
So,
Dave just pointed at me.
So, Bruce, I hope you show up and enter the contest.
Exactly.
Oh, I'd ruin the microphone. I'd break the speakers. I feel horrible about that. Actually, I'll tell you what I'd probably do since that. What I'd want to do, and I wouldn't be able to, I'd be too scared to do it. I'd want to do Big City, but I'm not going to do Big City if Leona, who is on the record, is sitting right there.
Well, this is what was funny, was last year we had a young man, and I think he was he actually won the competition last year. There's a young man there that got up and actually did Big City.
Really?
And of course, you know, I pulled him aside after he gets done doing it, and I said, "Do you have any idea, you know, that the lady who sang harmony on that song originally on the song with Merle Haggard is sitting right over there in the corner?" And he was like, "Are you kidding me?" And I said, "No." I said, "Well, of course, he was only about 20,
yeah.
21 years old, probably didn't know." And I said, "But that's Leona Williams over there. Leona Williams really actually helped write part of that song and sang harmony on it on the number one hit."
I bet the guy freaked out.
He did. You know, and it really was kind of funny for a minute. But that's the type of talent, you know, that we're having people having so much fun that come, you know, to the contest.
Well, it sounds like the atmosphere's out of this world. It sounds like the atmosphere's out of this world, Dennis.
Oh, it is. It really is. Like I said, it's one of these things that you would literally have to go to Branson, and it'd be a special night
yeah.
in Branson to experience the type of entertainment and fun that people have at the Mount Vernon Steel Show, the Southern Illinois Steel Guitar Show.
Well, that's outstanding. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, Dennis, before I let you go, tell me a little bit about what you've got going on right now. I know that Dave was telling me that you're working on a follow-up album, huh?
Yeah, I apologize for not being there live.
That's all right.
I'll remember you.
Yeah, Dave's going to remember you next week in a couple of weeks, I'll tell you.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, when you're sitting there on stage holding up your hand trying to wave somebody over, they're just going to be standing at the bar eating peanuts. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I can see it now. We'll get on stage, and I'll be playing with Dave. And I'll say, Dave, so what key does this song start in? He'll look at me, and he goes, oh, are you asking me?
I'll tell you. It may not be true, but I'll tell you.
I'm actually working on a follow-up to my first tribute to Ray Price and the Cherokee Cowboys.
Okay.
And I'm actually kind of on a hard deadline on it. I've got to get it finished up here in the next 72 hours with all the graphics and everything. And but the CD, all the audio is done. It is in the can, and it features seven former Cherokee Cowboys.
Oh, really?
Ray Price. And five of them are original Cherokee Cowboys.
Good grief.
That were in the band from 1954 to 1962.
My goodness, so, Dennis, where'd you dig those guys? I mean, find those guys.
Well, I'll tell you what. I did a lot of traveling to put this next CD together, and I'm really proud of it because I was lucky, you know, that these guys all kind of came together. You know, they really wanted to do it. And, you know, the title track actually and the name of the CD is called One More Time, a tribute to Ray Price's Cherokee Cowboys. And the title cut song actually, like I say, has five original Cherokee Cowboys.
That's amazing.
From the band, from the time when that song actually was out
In
1961.
Now, will that disc be ready by Steel Time?
I will have a pre-release copy of it, one that's a little bit of a shortened version, but it's also going to be a little bit less expensive to get, that I will have available. There were a few things that I still had to wrap up that was not able to get in time. But for people who want to get their hands on a copy, the CD, in fact, that will be available at the Steel Show in Mount Vernon is going to include a song on there called You Wouldn't Know Love. And I'm getting honored by the fact that the person singing harmony with me on it is Leona Williams.
Really?
That's great.
Oh, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. I tell you what we'll do, Dennis. I want to make sure you come back on whenever you're ready to release that thing fully, and we'll promote it as much as we can, because I look forward. We always try to promote the local music scene around here, and there sounds like to me no better thing to promote than something like that.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been fun to do, and like I said, I'm kind of looking forward to. I'm going to do a few songs at the Steel Show, and from the new album. Just found out a few days ago that Mike Sweeney is going to be joining us at the Steel Show.
Yeah.
And Mike is the steel guitar player actually on the new CD.
Oh, really?
So, and Mike is a former member of the Cherokee Cowboys. He was one of Ray Price's band. So we're really glad to have him at the Steel Show. And I'm personally glad he's going to be there because he's going to get to be involved in the set that I'm going to do on the Friday afternoon.
When are you going to play Friday?
I think that I'm playing around 4:30.
Okay.
I think is when I'm. But I mean, I'll be there the whole time.
Sure.
I'll be there all day Thursday and Friday. But I think my personal set will actually be around 4:30.
Great. Well, Dennis, we appreciate your time today, and I'm going to let you go and go ahead and finish up your album. Is that all right?
Absolutely. Hey, thanks, guys.
You bet.
And thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
I'll remember you too.
thanks a
okay.
lot, Dennis. Appreciate
thanks,
your
Dennis.
Time. We'll see you. That's Dennis Strohman. He's going to be playing at that Steel Guitar Show, which is April 14th, 15th, and 16th. And we're going to give away tickets for that. Dave and I are going to be here for a little while longer. We're going to give away some tickets, talk a little bit more about what's going on in 2 weeks over at Mount Vernon at the Holiday Inn at Mount Vernon, April 14th, 15th, and 16th. This is the Bruce Dickey Show on WFIW AM and FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Back after these.
At Clay County Hospital, our therapy services are second to none. We offer inpatient and outpatient therapy services, including physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. Clay County Hospital offers aquatic therapy, lymphedema therapy, specific treatment plans for all workman comp needs, treatment for vertigo, and vital stem therapy. Please contact your doctor for a referral to Clay County Hospital's therapy department.
Compassionate care for the ones you love. Clay County Hospital, your number one choice in healthcare.
Call me a playboy as I'm making my rounds, chasing the bright lights of each night spot in town. Though I never show it, my heart's breaking in two. They call me a playboy, but I'm just lonesome for you. I once had a real love, that was when I had you. Now I'll never feel love with somebody new. This false front I'm wearing is just to cover my blues. They call me a playboy, but I'm just lonesome for you.
Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show. My name is Bruce Dickey, joined by Dave Flanagan. We're talking about the Steel Guitar Show and Steel Guitars in Concert coming up on April 14th, 15th, and 16th in Mount Vernon. That song was Playboy by Ron Williams. And Dave, you said that Ron has been kind of a playboy himself. Is that
Ron right? Has been a playboy himself. He's a great guy. Ron is Leona's son, and he grew up, he spent some time in Merle Haggard's house as a child, grew up, and he's got that country sound that's just great. He's actually been referred to as the real thing, and I believe he is. I was telling you a little bit earlier about a cute little story I heard about Ron. He graduated in 1986. And he knew how hard the music business was to break into, and it takes a lot of time away from your family and what have you. And he decided he didn't want to do that, so he went to bartender school.
Okay.
And I guess got his license or whatever you get when you go to bartender school. And it wasn't too long, he was back teaching bartender school.
Is that right?
And he got a job as a manager in a bar down in Nashville, and
that'd be a nice. If I'm owning a bar, I think hiring the Leona Williams kid might be a nice.
It was a great thing. Yeah. Well, see what happened. Crowd. He'd get bands in to do songs, and they'd ask him to get up on stage and sing a song.
Oh, is that right?
Well, whenever they asked him up on stage, he was getting such a round of applause, and the crowd just went crazy because he is a great singer. That he finally figured out that maybe what he should be doing is working on stage instead of behind the bar.
Yeah,
so.
I could see also the bands quit asking him.
Yeah, you know, how come the bartender's getting a bigger round of applause than we are? You know?
That's great. Hey, we were talking earlier about that Thursday, the contest night. When is that contest? It usually starts around, what, 7 or something?
It starts right after the dinner break. Normally, we try to break from 5 to 6.
Okay.
Sometimes we run a little late. But normally, it's around 6 o'clock. Right after the dinner break.
What let's do, Dave, let's give away a pair of tickets for Thursday. And these tickets are worth $12 a piece. So it's $24 worth of tickets, folks. And I'm going to take just the first caller. And we'll give away tickets for Steel Guitars in Concert. This is for Thursday, April 14th. And you can go there. And, you know, you don't have to sing.
You don't have to
sing. How many folks usually do get up and sing anyway?
You know, honestly, we've had as many as like 17.
Really?
And normally it'll be between 15 and 17, 20, something like that. But these folks, they're not just folks off the street. I mean, these people come in, and we've had them, like Dennis said a while ago, we've had them from Wisconsin. We actually had some from Canada at one time. And they come in and sing, and they're all great. And it's not an easy job picking out the best singer.
So give me a call at 842-3715. How do you pick? It's 842-3715. How do you pick the? I mean, do you have judges or something, or who picks them?
We have three judges that come in they're unbiased.
I do have a call now for some tickets. Good morning. You're calling for tickets?
Yes.
Wonderful. What's your name?
Diane.
What?
Diane Wright.
Diane Wright. I tell you what, Diane, say hello to Dave Flanagan.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Diane. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is.
Diane, have you been to the Steel Guitar Show before?
No, I haven't, but I'm excited. My husband's going to be more excited.
Well, that's great. Wonderful. I tell you what, just stop by out here. I'll have the tickets at the front desk for you. I'm not even going to torture you with a trivia question. How's that?
Oh, thank you.
Thanks very much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Diane.
Just that easy. We're making dreams come true right there, Dave.
You know, we was talking about the show, the singing contest on Thursday night. Anybody that wants to can come and get in that. What we do, we have a sheet of about 250 songs, and these are classic country songs.
Sure.
Country and gospel.
Right.
2 years ago or 3 years ago, we had a lady win singing I'll Fly Away.
No kidding.
And she was from Texaco, Illinois.
Really?
And
what surprise.
It was Miss Deanne Snouts. Her husband's a preacher up there, but Deanne come up and sang, and she blew them away. Now,
did folks back her up, or was she singing her own? Was she singing her own back? I'll fly away, fly away. She sang the whole thing.
She sang the whole thing herself.
The call and answer of that song too.
And
that's impressive.
And then the winner of this contest has the privilege or the right, or if they want to come back on Saturday night and sing with the professional band. And a steel player of usually her choice.
No kidding.
And was great.
Did she come back and sing?
She did. She came back and she was she asked to sing with Russ Hicks.
Is that right?
Being on steel, and Russ played on Hee Haw for about 18 years.
No kidding.
And just a tremendous steel player.
Well, it sounds like a ball. I'm talking with Dave Flanagan. We're talking about the 16th annual Southern Illinois Steel Guitar Show and Steel Guitar in Concert. It's on April 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Holiday Inn over in Mount Vernon. Classic country, western swing, and jazz. And it's something to get a hold of. And the thing is, you can go all 3 days, can't you? What's the ticket price for all 3 days?
Ticket price for all 3 days is $50. Okay. And basically what that's doing, you're paying for Friday and Saturday. We give you Thursday free.
There you go.
And $50 for just under 40 hours of music. That's
how the crowds.
The crowds are great. Last year we had, for the 3 day count, we had a little over 1,000 people.
Well, that's wonderful.
And it's a great show.
I'm going to play you out. What we don't have a ton of time left. What song would you like to play?
Let's do a Mike Ziegler song. This is an instrumental, number 5.
Okay.
Mike was a steel player for Holly Dunn, and he'll be there at the show.
That's great. We're going to play Mike Ziegler playing the Girl in the Glass. And that's going to do it for the Bruce Dickey Show today. I appreciate everybody listening. And Dave, thanks very much for coming back over today.
Thank you, Bruce.
We'll talk to y'all real soon, and have a great weekend, folks.